Hello and welcome to my podcast show P3M, the Project, Program and Portfolio Management Knowledge Series. My name is Kailash Upadhyay and in this podcast episode, I'm going to take a very important topic, which is, can we outsource the portfolio management work? Now, this question has been asked to me by one of my PFMP certification training participants. And before I answer this question, let me set the context for this question. Assume that you are working for a bank and the bank already have a saving account, current account business or portfolio. Each business could be a portfolio within an organization and the bank want to start a trading business or a trading portfolio. Of course, the bank has certain strategy behind it and certain objectives to achieve, you know, through this trading business, through this trading portfolio. So keeping this context in mind, let me answer that question. Can we outsource the portfolio management work? So yes, portfolio management can be outsourced to third-party service provider. And I will give you some reason or some advantages of outsourcing the portfolio management work. The first advantage of outsourcing the portfolio management work is access to expertise. You know, the bank which outsourcing this portfolio management work, they will have access to experts with specialized knowledge and skills for managing their portfolio, which may not have in-house for this bank because it's a completely new portfolio for them. And these outsourced portfolio manager and the portfolio team, they can provide valuable insight, they can give advice to the sponsor, guidance, so that the sponsor and the, you know, the portfolio committee, they can take informed decision. So that's the first advantage, that access to expertise is available from the beginning of the portfolio. The second advantages of outsourcing the portfolio management is the cost saving. Now, hiring the portfolio manager, portfolio team, training the portfolio manager, retraining the portfolio manager, and setting the entire infrastructure behind the portfolio can be a costly for the organization. So when you outsource, you already have experts available with the outsourced organization, and it is their job that, you know, all the training investment and all the other certification related investment, that will be completely, you know, you don't have to invest in that. The third is diversification. Yes, diversification is a big advantage of outsourcing the portfolio management work. See, friends, when you outsource the, you know, this trading business to a third party, the third party may already be providing this service to a lot of other customers, and there may be a lot of different work in trading business. They may be already have expertise. So, you know, your bank can diversify and can avail all of these services which is pertaining to the trading business. So diversification could be a big advantage of outsourcing the portfolio management work. Now, the fourth advantage is risk management. Yes, friends, you have a lot of risk when you start a business, when you start managing a portfolio in-house, because of course the risk related to hiring resources, training them, investment related risk, there's so much of risk available. When you outsource the portfolio management work, this risk can be easily, you know, minimized, can be mitigated, because the outsourced organization, they will take care of, and they already have a lot of lesson learned, you know, and, you know, you don't, you know, so when you start a new portfolio, you may not have that lesson learned. It may be, you know, you have to identify that risk, you may miss some of the risk. So risk management is one of the advantages which the outsourcing portfolio management can bring for you. When if you outsource the portfolio management, that organization can better manage the risk of a portfolio than when you starting a new portfolio within your organization. So the another reason is time saving. Outsourcing portfolio management can save lot of time for the organization, because you don't have to do lot of research related to building a solution, then researching on the solution. This could be a lot of time taking effort, which once you outsource it, that knowledge and expertise may already be available. So outsourcing could be a time saving for your organization. You know, another advantage of Outsourcing could be emotional detachment. Yes, friends, investing into a portfolio is a big emotional decision. And, you know, sometimes it is easy to make irrational decision, which is based on fear, based on greed. So when you outsource the portfolio management work, the organization can take unbiased decision related to investment in your portfolio. So that's a very good advantage of emotional detachment. Let me give you one last advantages of outsourcing the portfolio management work, which is access to technology. Yes, friends, access to technology, because in trading business, there may be lot of technology related investment, technology related work needs to be done. So the outsource organization, they will bring that advantages to you. They will have that technology with them. You don't have to do lot of research on the technology, lot of work in the technology. So access to technology is easily available. So that's another advantage of outsourcing the portfolio management work, which is access to technology is available very easily, and a robust technology may be available for your organization. So friends, that's all I think. So, you know, these are some of the reason of outsourcing can be a beneficial for your organization, especially when you your organization is new to a portfolio which has lack of domain knowledge and lack of expertise, lack of technologies. So this could be some of the reason which I have shared from my own experience when outsourcing decision can be beneficial. I hope you enjoy this podcast, and do share your comments and feedback, and do subscribe to my channel. And if you come across any other advantages of outsourcing, or if you even don't agree with me on this answer, then do let me know your feedback. So that's all in this podcast episode. This is Kailash Upadhyay once again, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Have a great day ahead. Thank you.